Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Well, I am excited to be coming to you live this morning back in my home in Florida. Oh yeah, the travels are complete at least for the next 2 weeks. Our Sedona Adventure Retreat was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I cannot believe all the beautiful things I got to see and the amazing women I got to share it with. It was great, but sure is good to be home this morning, and I'm excited to share today's devotional with you. The title for today is Spread It Out. God has heard your prayer. You know that, sis? He's heard you, and he has a plan. You need to know that today. He has a plan. He knows what you've been through. He knows where you're at. He knows what lies ahead. He sees it all. Every detail is within his vision. Nothing is hidden from him, not even the things you refuse to speak of. He knows your deepest fears. He knows all about the things that you wrestle with that remain unspoken. He is here with you now, and he is already ahead of you making a way. Not a single prayer you have ever prayed has ever gone unheard. Ever. God is listening, and he is moved by your need. His power is allocated by your request. His plan is set into motion by your surrender. You may have been praying and feel that God is not answering. Things may only appear to be getting worse, and you may be questioning if God has heard you. Has he been moved by your prayers? Is he going to do anything about this? Yes, God has heard your prayer. He has a plan. The Bible is filled with stories of God responding to prayer and making a way when there seemed to be no way. God's plan unfolding in the middle of the impossible. And today we're going to take a look at a less familiar story in the book of 2 Kings, the story of a king who prayed. King Hezekiah was under attack. He had every right to be filled with fear. He was outnumbered and he was surrounded, and everyone had counted him out. Have you been counted out? Maybe you've even counted yourself out. You feel too far gone. You think it's too late. The mountain is too big and you're tired of climbing. Where are my girls at with some sore muscles from climbing mountains in Sedona with me? Like, you're still tired of climbing, right? The storm is only growing stronger as you seem to be growing weaker. Well, have you prayed about that? I'm serious. Like, have you prayed about that? You, your prayers, not just ask somebody else to pray about it, but have you prayed about that? Are you still seeking God in this storm? Are you still counting on him to show up and do something? Or have you given up? Seriously, have you grown disheartened by the continual attack and resigned to a place of defeat? Have you lost hope? Pray again. God has heard your prayer. He has a plan. In 2 Kings chapter 19, King Hezekiah had become so disheartened by the attacks of his enemies that he tore his clothes and he put on burlap. Now, that's not something we typically do today, but you got to understand that tearing your clothes was customary when you were grieving. It was a sign of deep anguish. And burlap, well, if you've ever worn burlap, that's the scratchiest, most uncomfortable of cloth. To put on burlap meant you were miserable. And this is the state that King Hezekiah was in, grieving and miserable. And yet he prayed. He prayed to a God who had the power to do the impossible on his behalf. He prayed to a God who he dared to believe still had a plan in this disaster. And the Lord responded to King Hezekiah's prayer and said to him in verse 6, "Do not be disturbed by what your attacker says. Listen, I myself will move against him." God's basically saying, hey, I've got this. Don't pay attention to what they say. Don't let this shake your faith. Keep your eye on me. Listen to me. I myself will move against your enemy. You can't do this, but I can. I have a plan. Now, we should notice what happens after God says he has a plan. Immediately after that, King Hezekiah receives a message from his attacker, the king of Assyria. Verses 10 through 12 says, "Hey, boy, don't let your God in whom you trust deceive you with promises that Jerusalem will not be captured by us. You know perfectly well what we have done wherever we have gone. We have completely destroyed everyone who stood in our way. Why would you be any different?" Now, what's happening here is what happens to all of us. We pray, God says, "I've got a plan." And great, we begin to trust again. But then we're reminded of how big our problem really is. We're reminded of how impossible this is. The record of losses is displayed before us. We begin to lose our faith. How could God possibly fix this mess? How could he save me in this storm? How could he make this right? What do you do when you're reminded of your reality? What do you do when the threats have shaken you to your core? Remember what God said. Do not be disturbed by this. Listen. I always want to say Linda when I say listen. Don't you remember that video? Listen, Linda. I myself will move here. God has his eye on you. He has moved in close. He has a plan and he is on the move. So in 2 Kings 19 verses 14 through 19, we read, check this out. This is important for us today. Here's our plan of action. After Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and he read it, remember what that letter said? It said, "Boy, who do you think you are? Who do you think your God is? We're coming after you. We're going to destroy you." Okay, so after he read that letter, he went up to the Lord's temple and he spread it out before the Lord. Oh, you should write that down. He spread it out before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed this prayer before the Lord. "Oh Lord, you alone are God of all the kingdoms of the earth. You alone created the heavens and the earth. Bend down, O Lord, and listen. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Rescue us from his power. Then all the kingdoms of the earth will know that you alone, O Lord, are God." Now notice what he didn't do. He didn't freak out. He didn't call a town meeting to talk about how horrible it was. He didn't reread the letter from his attacker over and over and over again. Oh, aren't we guilty of that? We keep the words that cut us like a knife so we can read them again. We save the text. We relive the conversation. We replay the hurt. And each time it cuts us deeper and fear grows and overwhelm sets in and we dig our own hole deeper. Stop that. That's so stupid. Stop that. God doesn't want you reliving the attack again. Stop reading the text. Stop talking about the hurt. Stop letting fear consume you. What did King Hezekiah do when he received this bad news letter from his attacker? He went up to the Lord's temple and he spread it out before the Lord. Take your bad news and spread it out before the Lord. Take your hopeless situation and kneel down before him with it. Take your impossible to the Almighty. Spread it out before him. Acknowledge his power and his plan, even though you can't see it. Ask God to listen to you, to see you, to rescue you. He will. He will move in ways you could never imagine. He will show up with the armies of heaven and fight for you. And here's what God did for King Hezekiah. You need to know what God did in response to this. Scripture says that night God sent his angel army to the attackers and killed 185,000 of them. And the next morning, the remaining attackers woke up and they saw what had happened. And in fear, they ran the other way. Hezekiah hadn't even picked up his sword. All he had done was spread his problem before the Lord and prayed a prayer of faith. And God, rescue us. That's what he said. God, rescue us. Do you need God to rescue your family? Do you need God to rescue your business? Do you need God to rescue your heart, your mind, your body? Spread it all out before God today. Do you have a hopeless situation? Spread it out before God. Are you in a storm? Spread it out before God. Do not be disturbed by your circumstances. Yes, you're under attack. We all are. This is life in a fallen world with a ruthless enemy on an ego trip. But he's a defeated enemy on his way out. He will try to remind you of your past defeat. He will try to convince you things are hopeless and you are powerless. Hey, he will try. But he will not be successful. In the name of Jesus, he will not be successful with his attacks. His lies will not penetrate your heart. You will not let him do this to you again. You will hold to your truth and God will rescue you. God has a plan for you. And his plan will see you right through this. You have no idea what he is about to do in response to your mighty prayers of faith. But trust, he is about to do something. Spread it out before the Lord. Watch him work. What does that mean to you today? How do you spread this out before the Lord? For this king, he for real took the letters of his attackers up to the temple and he spread out those letters before the Lord. Man, what physical thing could you do to spread this out before the Lord? Like, lay it before God. Give this to him. Maybe it's write it down and give it to God. Just spread it out before him. And trust that God's going to do something on your behalf. May I pray with you today? I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your family's going through. I don't know what this hardship or the struggle might be for you. But God knows. And he has a plan if you will just surrender this to him. So come on, we're going to pray together. Hey God, good morning. God, we're grateful that you've given us a new day of life. Thank you. Thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for the opportunity to live today. Lord, we are here spreading this out before you. What's going on, where we're at, where we're frustrated, where we're disappointed, where we're afraid. God, we spread this out before you today. We ask you to rescue us. We ask you to have a plan, to show us the plan, to let us walk in the plan, for the plan to be good. We trust you with it. Lord, we surrender to you. We come to you. We ask you for your help. We need you. Lord, I pray whatever your girls are coming to you with today, I pray that they would truly spread it out before you. And I pray that you would move in a mighty way. I know that you will. We trust you, God. I lift up these families represented here, God. I pray for your provision for today, what is needed for today, and your protection over our families. And I thank you, God. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to live today. Thank you for going before us. Thank you for the good plans you have for our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen. My friends, have yourselves a fantastic day of life. I'll plan on meeting you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.